still dying and waiting for appointments at the Phoenix VA healthcare system. This report from the VA Inspector General's office says 215 patients died last year waiting. It seems the people responsible for scheduling appointments are still confused about scheduling policies. Nearly a quarter of the specialty appointments had been inappropriately canceled. Meanwhile, scientists at UC San Diego School of Medicine think they may have a new way to treat cancer.
Researchers say the new treatment could improve tumor control and reduce side effects. Officials say many types of cancer become drug resistant, making them difficult to treat. The folks at UCSD say they are targeting certain cancer cells with radiation therapy, and it seems to be working in mice. They claim the new technology, which they call the biomarker-driven tumor-targeted radiosensitization approach, is a potentially significant advancement from current chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
And this is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Federal authorities now investigating the second data recorder from a New Jersey commuter train that slammed into a terminal in Hoboken last Thursday, killing one woman and injuring over 100 people. The first data recorder found days ago wasn't working. The National Transportation Safety Board saying it has also located the video camera in the wreckage, as well as a cell phone that belonged to the engineer. The NTSB saying it will not confirm some new questions about what the train's speed was before it crashed, although some officials have spoken on the condition of anonymity, saying the wreckage indicates it was going about 30 miles an hour.
He unleashed an incredible growth in the game.
That's PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham talking about Arnold Palmer's impact on the game of golf during a public memorial service for Palmer in Latrobe, Pennsylvania yesterday, where his rival and good friend Jack Nicklaus said while they competed in just about everything, including golf.
If there was ever a problem, I knew Arnold had my back. And he knew I had his.
Golfers Tom Watson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Annika Sorenstam also in attendance inside the St. Vincent College Basilica. And thousands of people who couldn't get into the Basilica for the service were crowding the grounds around it. Arnold Palmer died last week. He was 87. And beating the Orioles last night, the Toronto Blue Jays are the American League wild card winners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott warning state residents now to be prepared for a direct hit from Hurricane Matthew as it heads towards the southeastern United States. Forecaster Mike Ellis says while Florida is likely to get struck by the storm, its final track is still not known.
And anywhere on the eastern seaboard could feel the effects of Matthew for the coming several days.
Last night's vice presidential debate between Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine was rather stormy at times.
Honestly, Senator.
Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says Pence was able to take on his Democratic opponent without getting down in the mud.
Governor Pence did a nice job taking on Hillary Clinton's record, but he mentioned her name 70 times. Tim Kaine mentioned Donald Trump's name 160 times. It was like he had a tick.
And Conway disputes reports that Trump is unhappy with Pence's performance. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A new report saying veterans are still dying and waiting for appointments at the Phoenix VA healthcare system. This report from the VA Inspector General's office says 215 patients died last year waiting. It seems the people responsible for scheduling appointments are still confused about scheduling policies. Nearly a quarter of the specialty appointments had been inappropriately canceled. Meanwhile, scientists at UC San Diego School of Medicine think they may have a new way to treat cancer.
Researchers say the new treatment could improve tumor control and reduce side effects. Officials say many types of cancer become drug resistant, making them difficult to treat. The folks at UCSD say they are targeting certain cancer cells with radiation therapy, and it seems to be working in mice. They claim the new technology, which they call the biomarker-driven tumor-targeted radiosensitization approach, is a potentially significant advancement from current chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
And this is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Federal authorities now investigating the second data recorder from a New Jersey commuter train that slammed into a terminal in Hoboken last Thursday, killing one woman and injuring over 100 people. The first data recorder found days ago wasn't working. The National Transportation Safety Board saying it has also located the video camera in the wreckage, as well as a cell phone that belonged to the engineer. The NTSB saying it will not confirm some new questions about what the train's speed was before it crashed, although some officials have spoken on the condition of anonymity, saying the wreckage indicates it was going about 30 miles an hour.
He unleashed an incredible growth in the game.
That's PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham talking about Arnold Palmer's impact on the game of golf during a public memorial service for Palmer in Latrobe, Pennsylvania yesterday, where his rival and good friend Jack Nicklaus said while they competed in just about everything, including golf.
If there was ever a problem, I knew Arnold had my back. And he knew I had his.
Golfers Tom Watson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Annika Sorenstam also in attendance inside the St. Vincent College Basilica. And thousands of people who couldn't get into the Basilica for the service were crowding the grounds around it. Arnold Palmer died last week. He was 87. And beating the Orioles last night, the Toronto Blue Jays are the American League wild card winners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. Hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for the program today. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a private practice here in Flemington. And it just so happens that October is Bullying Awareness Month. So guess what my topic is going to be for today. It's going to be on bullying and how to deal with it. And also, I think it's important, we tend to think of bullying as something that happens at school. But bullies grow up to be bigger bullies. And we have bullies at work and all kinds of places. There are bullies in our lives. And so knowing how to handle bullies is an excellent coping skill. I think one of the first things that I would like to say is that we cannot control bullies. Basically, we can't control anyone. The only person that I can control is myself. So when I talk about bullying and how to handle it as a coping skill, it is something that I have to learn to do on how I handle and cope with someone who is bullying me or bullying my children. So it doesn't mean I can't ask for help, but again, that comes from something that I am doing, going in and asking for someone who is in authority that might be able to help. But a bully has to recognize that they themselves are bullies and make decisions to change their own behavior. If I am being bullied or you have a child that's being bullied, you cannot convince that bully to change their behavior. They have to do that for themselves. And in my practice, I do deal with people who are adults that are being bullied, or sometimes people bring their children into my office because their children are being bullied. And so it is unfortunately a very important topic that we have to deal with in general, which is definitely an unfortunate thing that we live in a world where bullying is a problem. So how do you know if you're being bullied? Well, I think one of the first things is that we notice that we're feeling picked on. And being picked on over and over again. And sometimes it's by an individual or a group. Either way, it seems to be people who appear to have more power than we do, which is really not true. They just appear that way. And there's really a couple of reasons why people bully. Two main ones is because I'm going to say appearance. So I'm, you know, kind of inflates someone, makes me look all kind of big and puffed up and important. And the other one, it can give someone social stature. So sometimes, you know, bullies will gain admiration. They gain a following. And generally speaking, that's because the people who are following them are actually scared of them. And so it's easier to become friends with a bully or support a bully than to fight a bully, because then you become the target of their bullying. Bullying can take on many different aspects. Some bullies attack physically, which means they can shove or punch or hit. And others use psychological control, verbal insults, to put themselves in charge. So there's putting people down, calling people names, gossiping, those types of things, taunting, teasing. Bullying can also take on a cyber, so in other words, cyberbullying. So sending cruel texts and messages, posting insults about another person on Facebook or other social sites. And all of this is damaging, especially if you don't know how to handle it or you don't know where to go, or if the bullying includes threats of if you tell anyone I'm doing this, then you're going to get in trouble. It's going to get worse. And so it sometimes prevents people from asking for help. So if you're being bullied, how do you feel? Well, most people who are being bullied are in pain. They're in emotional pain. Oftentimes, their self-esteem is diminished. They're fearful. And it shows in many different ways. It could be that schoolwork can begin to suffer, or health begins to suffer, stomach problems, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome can be something that may get triggered. I talk a lot about self-esteem. When we're constantly attacked verbally or even physically, it can begin to tear down, especially if your self-esteem is fragile. Ultimately, it can lead to high levels of stress, depression, or anxiety. And we've even heard in the news that there are times that people become so overwhelmed with, and they don't know how to stop the process, that it can even lead to suicide. So I'm going to just stop for a few moments and take a few commercials. It's important that we let our sponsors have their voice. And so I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. And I am Ruth Altemure Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altemure Roll, your host. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And today I'm talking about bullying. So there's some interesting statistics that I've discovered about children that are being bullied. And it's estimated that one out of every four elementary school bullies will actually end up with a criminal record by the time they're 30. So as I said it early on in my show, is that children that are bullies grow up to be adults as bullies. So we think that children outgrow it. It's like we think about attention deficit disorder, that, you know, kids who have ADHD or ADD, they grow out of it. Actually, they don't. They learn some coping skills that may get them to be able to function better, and they're adults with attention deficit. So it's the same thing with bullying. So that's just sort of an interesting statistic. Other things about bullying, sexual harassment and sexual bullying is also something that happens and can happen to kids. We tend to think that happens only to adults, but that's not true. It does happen to kids. Kids can be pretty cruel to each other. I think most of us have had some experiences like that in school, or we've at least observed kids being cruel to other kids. So there can be, again, inappropriate text messaging and pictures. There can be being made fun of sexually, fun of somebody's appearance or their body parts or sexual orientation. Those kinds of things can happen to kids in school. And again, it can be very shaming, very demeaning. And it's not like just boys harassing girls, but girls can harass guys and girls can harass girls and boys can harass. Like it doesn't have any specific gender qualification to it. It's just that a bully will bully. And it's painful. And sometimes it can have create lifelong scars, especially when it can be as something as, I want to say delicate and as personal as someone who is 11 or 12 years old and just beginning to discover who they are sexually, and then to get harassed and bullied on top of that. That can be very damaging, very painful. How do you know if your child is being bullied? I think that's an important question to ask, because sometimes our kids don't come up and say, "Mom, Dad, you know, so and so is being mean to me." They may not even talk to their teachers about it. They shut down and they really don't know what to say or who to go to, and they're ashamed of themselves, ashamed that they can't stand up for themselves, and they don't know where to go, and it's painful for them. So there's things to watch for. One of the things is, are they getting quiet at home, or are they isolating at home, not wanting to go be with their friends? Maybe you're noticing that schoolwork is deteriorating. They're not doing their homework. They're having a hard time focusing. They might also be angry quite a bit. Maybe they're also beginning to bully their younger siblings. Sometimes when a kid feels powerless at school, they may come and they're learning how to bully at school because they're being bullied. They will come and wield their power over their younger siblings. So that can also be something that might be going on. And so it's really important, if you're beginning to notice some of these changes, to actually sit down and talk. We don't do that enough with our kids. We always think, oh, kids are so resilient. And they're not as resilient as we like to think they are. So if you're noticing some changes in your kids, you might want to sit down and say, what's going on? They may not share anything, but if you have some concerns, then by all means, call the school, find out if there's something going on. In addition, I always like to suggest that parents have a little bit of supervision over what's going on the internet and phones and those kinds of things. It's really important that you have some control over what your kids are watching and who's contacting them and what they're saying, so that you can also be aware of things like cyberbullying for your kids. When you find out that your kid might be being bullied at school, the next thing is, what do you do? How do you stop it? How do you react to it? One of the best things is to be calm. It's never a good thing to say to your kid, oh, well, if Johnny's pushing you around on the playground, you go beat him up. You're just really sort of telling your kid to be a bully to the bully. So that does not work. And that's not really what we want our kids to do. What we want them to do is learn how to get help, learn how to walk away, learn how to ignore them. You tell someone that is bullying you, you tell your child, tell them, you know, you need to stop, and then walk away and get help. Sometimes you can teach your child to have some humor. Sometimes humor actually discourages bullies because they don't know how to respond to that. Learning about detachment and letting things roll off their back. Building your child's self-esteem is also something that's really important so that they know when somebody's bullying them, it's bullying. It's nonsense. It's not reality. And helping your child with self-esteem is really important. It'll help them feel more confident and self-accepting. Now, when I talk about self-esteem, oftentimes we think that just telling our children they're doing a good job and giving them a pat on the back is sufficient to help them build self-esteem. I like to underscore the word self. So I might be able to give someone all of the attaboys in the world, but if they're not feeling good about themselves, it really doesn't matter. So it's important as a parent to ask your child what they think. You know, what do you think about yourself? And then help them look at areas of competence and positive qualities and their own creativity so they begin to see that and own it. So it becomes self-esteem rather than other esteem. So when their self-esteem begins to grow and they're feeling good about themselves, they're going to know that a bully is just a bully. They're not saying any kind of truth. So if your child does have some self-esteem issues and they encounter a bully is going to know exactly where to hit them because that's their weak spot. So building your child's self-esteem can be a huge tool for them to be able to walk away and deflect and not take in that information as making it true for them. In addition, parents, you need to go and talk to the school. You need to talk to the teacher, talk to the principal. There are laws in New Jersey that protect our children in school against bullies. So you need to Google that information if you know that your child is being bullied so that you can know what the laws are here in New Jersey. Schools, by law, are supposed to report when a child is being bullied. So that's something that's really important to know. Excuse me. And I think it's important, too, for a child to realize that their parent is going and standing up for them and really helping them out. And giving them the tools that they need. And rather than telling them to go fight back and arguing and planning revenge and being mean and resorting to violence, that never helps. It generally escalates the problem and encourages the bully to even become meaner. A bully likes to intimidate and does not take intimidation. So to try and teach your child to intimidate is not going to work. You might want to even rehearse with them if this is something that's actually going on in their lives. About let's pretend I'm the teacher. What are you going to say to me? Or let's pretend I'm bullying you. What are you going to say? Walk away. How you're going to handle it? Those kinds of things, and that can be really really useful. If you think that your child is reaching a point where their self-esteem is really being affected, that there's some depression, anxiety, those types of things, sleep disturbances, even thoughts of suicide. I'm losing my voice this morning. It might be time to have your child speak to a counselor on how to handle this. Sometimes the whole bullying aspect can become traumatic, and so it's really important for you as a parent to take action and step in and see to it that your child is getting the appropriate support that they need. So I am actually going to take another little commercial break, and you might get the weather this time. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about being an adult and being in a bullying situation and how to handle that as an adult. So I will be back after this short break.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Okay, the weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently sunny. I'm waiting for the temperature. Here it is. It's 66 degrees. Humidity is at 40% and visibility is at 10 miles. And again, sunny. The high today is going to be at 71, and tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 47. Thursday, sunny with a high near 76, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 45. And again, Friday, sunny, mostly sunny, with a high near 76. And then it looks like rain is going to start showing up Friday night with a chance of showers on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 69. And then Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 64. So it looks like we've got a couple of nice fall days ahead of us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor with a private practice here in Flemington. I've been a therapist for over 30 years, and I've been in practice now for 16. And I treat people, mainly adults and adolescents, couples with many different issues. I would say my main focus tends to be addiction and recovery. I work with people who grew up in addicted families or dysfunctional families, codependency. I also work with people with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, just to name a few things. If you are interested in finding out more about my practice and what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net. So today I'm talking about bullying. In the first half of my show, I talked a little bit about kids and their experience of bullying and some of the things that you can do to help them through that process. If you notice that your child is being bullied at school, if they report it to you, or if you notice some changes in their behavior that you might want to address that and find out what's going on that's causing that. But like I said, bullies tend to grow up and become bullies. It doesn't necessarily, I'm going to say across the board. I mean, some people probably grow out of it, but it does, it can linger. And you may find that you are on the job and you have a coworker or a boss that is a bully. And how do you notice that? Well, sometimes it's because of the way you feel. You're feeling put down. You're feeling belittled. You're feeling ostracized. You feel as if you're being gossiped about. You're feeling tormented. And so these can be some signs. You may have a boss that's humiliating to you. You know, one of the things that can happen sometimes is we may have a boss that puts you down in front of your coworkers. That's bullying. In other words, if they have a problem with something that you're doing, a good boss, a non-bullying boss, would call you into their office and talk with you, not humiliate you in front of your coworkers. That is a form of bullying. If you're your boss is demanding of you, telling you when to stop working, start working, talking, but doing it in a demeaning manner, or is agitating quite often and kind of on your back. Always, what's going on? What's happening? Have you got this done yet? Those kinds of things. Not sitting down and having talks with you, but more like tormenting of you. And a boss can be someone who screams at you or yells at you, or can be very punishing. They can be harassing. Even though it's illegal, they can be harassing. They can accuse you of being incompetent despite your experience of being a hard worker. They can be belittling and make fun of you. They can make fun of how you look, how you dress. Again, also, you know, sexual harassment can happen. So having a bully as a boss or a coworker is something that may happen. And you may go home and feel anxious, not want to go to work, find yourself being tearful, feel frustrated just by regular family demands because you are so overwhelmed with work. You may notice that you have high blood pressure problems or other health problems. You may have a sense of shame, just feeling ashamed of yourself, walking into the office, feeling overwhelmed, not wanting people to notice that you're being bullied. You may have some mental health issues, as in depression or anxiety. You may find that yourself feeling exhausted. Desire to do anything that gives you enjoyment is gone, and you're just sort of overwhelmed. So, you know, your favorite activities and things that were fun with your family no longer are appealing or enjoyable. You may even begin to think that where you work is cruel, and that it might be. It might be. So it is possible to be bullied at work. And there are some solutions to that also, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. Now, oftentimes, you could become bullied because it may be that you yourself tend to be a little bit on the outside. You might be more of an introvert, so that you're not mingling quite so much with the other coworkers. And that will sort of give a bully an opportunity to view you as somebody who is weak. Now, not everyone tends to be an extrovert. That's why we have introverts. But introverts tend to be alone, and they become good targets. So that's something to be aware of. It's important to refuse to be subservient. That's the word I'm going to use if you're being bullied. Words can be pretty damaging, and there's a high chance of playing those words over and over and over in your mind. These things that are intimidating, questioning yourself, again, it tears down self-esteem. Did I do a good job? Was that person correct in what they said about me? I really should try better. And so those things begin to happen, and you begin to question yourself. And again, it can have a lot of implications on your emotional health. So again, building your self-esteem. And I'm going to say even as a counselor, I have seen many adults in my office who have been struggling on the job with being bullied. And I will say this, that's bullying on the job. You can also have live in a neighborhood where one of your neighbors is a bully and can be very demanding in terms of what you do on your own property. That's something also to be aware of. It doesn't matter if you are an adult or a child. Bullying hurts. So reaching out and getting some help is really important. We don't have to live with the pain of being bullied. As I started off saying, I can't control the bully, but what I can do is I can control what I do. And I don't need to give the bully, child or adult, power over me. Because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to have power over me and I become the victim. The thing is that I don't have to be the victim. I'm not weak. I have a lot of strength and there's a lot of things that I can do. I may need to go talk to my boss or talk to some form of authority. But I think even more important than that, which I'm not going to say that's not important, but I think it's also about building self-esteem. Those things are really important. So they may work at tearing you down, and I'm going to say that sometimes you begin to question yourself. Even if you have good self-esteem, you might be questioning yourself, are they right? I mean, they keep saying this to me. It's then reminding yourself, this is someone who is bullying me. They're trying to have power over me. And you know what? They cannot control my thoughts. They cannot control what I think about myself. It is up to me to look at my own abilities and recognize them for what they are and separate myself as a consequence. Separate myself emotionally. Sometimes I may need to ask my boss, you know, I need a different workspace. This isn't working. The guy next to me is, you know, or the gal next to me is really bullying me. Or, you know, even saying to a teacher, can I move my desk? The kid next to me is bullying me. Those kinds of things. So learning how to avoid is really important. It's a huge strategy. The other thing is to not play the victim. When they put you down, again, sometimes humor can work. If they are making fun of you and they're laughing at you, laugh along with them. Let it roll off your back. So, you know, it doesn't matter, again, if you're on the school ground or in the work cafeteria. Laugh with them. One of the things that happens is if we take it personally, if we take offense, and I say this too sometimes, it's the way we use that term. You know, I'm taking offense. So that means somebody's offending me and I'm picking it up and I'm taking it, I'm making it mine. I don't have to take it. I could say, you know, you call me whatever you want. I know who I am. You're trying to bully me. It's not working. So I don't need to be a victim, and I don't need to come back and be sarcastic back to you. And if they are being sarcastic or making some fake compliment with some kind of snarky attitude, I could say, oh, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Again, it's really about letting it roll off your back. Keep your cool. So that you don't do anything embarrass them. It embarrass you. It'll give them more fuel. They think that they're getting to you. Change the subject. So if they are bullying you and you're noticing that they're putting you down or whatever, or being rude or sarcastic, you could change the subject completely. Again, see, that's the thing that I have control. I have the power to make choices about how I respond. That someone who is bullying me or insulting me, it's completely the way I take it. And if I choose to not take it, to try to force you to stop doesn't do anything. I'm contributing to the problem. If I say you have to stop bullying me, I am letting you know that you are winning because you're affecting me. If I just shrug it off and go, yeah, okay, whatever, and walk away, you've taken the power out of it. And the thing is that I'm just not going to allow myself to play the game because it is a game. It's a power and control game. So I am going to take another short little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I'm talking to you today about being bullied. Our kids are bullied. We are bullied as adults. It is something that is everywhere. But it's really important to recognize that we don't have to be a victim of someone who is bullying, that we can make choices. So, if someone is being verbally abusive, again, I could turn it into something humorous. I can laugh at myself. I walk away. I don't need to take the offense. I think that we are living in a particular time period with political correctness, where I'm expecting you to watch what you say because you may offend me in some particular way. And the reality is you could say whatever you want. It's if I take offense. So I could say, oh, you're bullying me because you used particular words. And that, in the reality of things, is nonsense. Because the reality is that you could say whatever you want. If you want to be a bully, go for it. Be a bully. I am going to walk away. I know the truth about who I am, hence the good self-esteem. I am not going to take offense at what you're saying or what you're doing. And if I need to get help, I know where to go to get help. I will go talk to my boss. I will go talk to the teacher or the principal. If my boss is the one that's doing the bullying, I will go above my boss. If it is a situation where it's a neighboring situation, I may need to call the police and report something is going on for my own safety, because sometimes a bully can be actually threatening and it can be dangerous. So I need to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. But that's really the bottom line, is my taking care of myself. If the bullying is so bad at the workplace, I might like my job, but it's not the only company that is providing that particular, you know, if I'm an IT person, I can go get a job in another IT company. I can do that. I don't have to stay where I am and try and force the bully to change. I can change. It's empowering to recognize that if you are in a situation where you are being bullied, you don't have to be the victim. You can be empowered by making the choices to take care of yourself. And that, I think, is something that is absolutely important to know. Because then the bully can't win. the bully gets to be with themselves, and the bully gets to, they look for someone else that they view as weak, because it really is about power and status. A bully likes to feel like they're really important. Sadly, very sadly, a bully has no self-esteem. I'm going to repeat that. A bully has no self-esteem. They may look powerful. They may sound powerful. They are intimidating and they are empty. The only way they feel power is to try and make you feel small. So it's false. It's a false power. They have no self-esteem. If you have good, strong self-esteem, then what they say, what they do, really does not harm you. Ultimately, it's important that you stay safe. So that might mean anything from getting a new job to moving, asking a teacher to have your desk moved. As a parent, you may even have to say, my son or daughter is in a situation where the teacher is bullying, and I request that my child gets put in a different classroom. You can do that. But those are all things that are empowering. And that's what's the most important thing, is to recognize that you can be empowered. You may not fully notice that you're being bullied. But again, notice, are you more depressed? Are you losing interest in things? Are you having some physical problems, sleeping, eating, those kinds of things? Get help. And when I do have people that have come to me who are being bullied, it really is about setting some boundaries and limits. And oftentimes I ask this question: do you want the person who's bullying you to be your friend? And it's amazing how many times somebody will say, well, yeah, I want them to be my friend. And my answer question is, why? Why would you want somebody who is a bully to be your friend? Well, because then maybe they'll stop bullying me. No, not really. That doesn't happen. The best thing to do is just say, I don't want this person in my life. I'm going to say even a family member. We can have family members that are bullying. So it's hard to sometimes wrap our mind around, well, you know what, I'm no longer going to, talk to Uncle Fred, because Uncle Fred is really bullying whenever I see him. So I'm not going to visit with him because I don't need to put myself in that situation where I'm being bullied. I can walk away. I can take care of myself. I am responsible, especially as an adult, for my behavior. So when we think that we're hopelessly stuck in a helpless situation, we really can do something. We really can. And it may be that I have to get some therapy to help build my self-esteem, but it really is walking away. Ultimately, saying, I'm just not going to have this person in my life. I'm going to step away from it. I'm going to talk to somebody that I trust. I may even have to do something like get a restraining order. That might be something that I have to do depending upon the type of relationship that I have. I have things that I can do. Generally, confronting a bully, if you have other people supporting you to do that and you can expose the bully for what they are, maybe. But even that, I'm going to say, chances are a bully may not stop. They might once exposed, but they may not. Refuse getting into a fight. Avoid physical confrontation. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to go to jail. You don't want to become abusive and return the bullying abuse. You don't want to act out of frustration. It's so important to keep your head so that you can make good, clear choices. And if you're feeling to the point where you're so helpless, feeling helpless and hopeless and in such pain, and you're considering suicide, get help immediately. There's always someone to talk about, to talk to about what's going on. Lastly, if you recognize that you yourself are a bully, and it's important to get some counseling. Now, oftentimes bullies have been bullied in the first place. So chances are if they're children, they're in abusive situations where they've got abusive parents. And so they're learning how to be a bully. But if you recognize that you're a bully, if it's come to your attention, it's really important that you get help and take an honest assessment of who you are and what you're doing. Quite often, someone who is a bully has very limited, if any, ability to be empathetic. And empathy is understanding what another person is feeling. So it's not sympathy, it's empathy. And empathy can be learned, so that's a good thing. So again, if you notice that you yourself have bullying tendencies, it's important to go to some therapy and learn about empathy, how to be empathetic. It's something that if you're a parent of a bully, not only will you most likely need some counseling yourself, because a child who is a bully is not born a bully; they've learned it at home, for the most part, or they've been bullied themselves and this is their reaction to it. And again, it is about learning empathy. So it is a huge cue, and we're diminishing that in our society today. Empathy happens when we make eye contact, when we see how another person feels, when we begin to put ourselves in the emotional world of another person. And when we are on our cell phones and Facebook and all of that, we really can't do that very well. The only way we do that is through eye contact and watching someone else's facial expression. So that's something that's really, really important to know and to learn and to practice. Empathy is one of the greatest healers that we have as human beings. Having empathy for another human being. So, I hope this was helpful. I'm reaching the end of my time today. And as I started off saying that October is National Bullying Awareness Month, by all means, go and Google bullying, things that you can do. You can Google the New Jersey laws about bullying, because there are laws against bullying, especially for kids. And find out what you can do if you're being bullied at the workplace, if your kids are being bullied, if you've got a neighbor that's a bully, or if you notice that you yourself are bullying. There are things that you can do. So I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for Counselors Chat. And like I said earlier, I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a practice right here on Main Street in Flemington. And you can visit me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. I deal with all kinds of issues from addictions and early recovery to codependency, adult children of alcoholics, depression, anxiety, grief and loss recovery, anger management. I work with people with eating disorders, post-traumatic stress. I've got quite a wide range, but it's probably because I've got so many years of experience at this stage of the game. And I bring Counselors Chat to you to provide education and to create a sense of awareness that if you are struggling with a mental health issue, that you can get help. There's no shame attached to that. And we do struggle with that in our society also, that we have a sense of shame. I don't want people to know that I'm depressed or anxious. or that I'm struggling with addiction. It's really important that you get help. So that's one of the main reasons that I do Counselors Chat. You can visit me on the web. I have a page called Counselors Chat, so please visit that. You can go through and see some of my past shows and then go on the archives of 100 in Chamber Radio and listen to some of my past shows. Or just make a comment. If you have a suggestion for a topic that you would like me to talk about, please, by all means, let me know. And if you would like to make an appointment, you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list, so if you do call and would like to make an appointment, chances are I will see you within the next week or so. And again, I deal with adults, adolescents, and couples. So this is Counselors Chat. I hope that